We often make fun of preachers. There was a man who fell asleep during a sermon, and the preacher said, "Please wake him up." And the wife said, "You put him to sleep, you wake him up." But from the beginnings of Christianity, it was not the pulpit that was the center of Christian worship. It was and still is the altar upon which we repeat in our liturgy, "Let us offer ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God." It is from the altar that we receive the Holy Eucharist, which gives us spiritual life, which gives us nourishment. Once again, to remind us, it is not the pulpit or the minister that is the center of Christian worship. It is the Lord and the altar that is the center of Christian worship. And the sacrifice that we lay upon the altar was prefigured in the scripture of the Hebrews when they offered animals. What is offered on the altar today? It is your life. Because Christ wants us to voluntarily offer ourselves to the Lord as he offered himself to us on Calvary and his entire life. This is the reason on the central doors you have the Voplochenia, the incarnation of Christ, the Anointed One. So when we open the royal doors, you can't see it. But when we close them, you will see the angel Gabriel with the Holy Spirit. And you will see Mary there. And that is the beginning of our salvation when Christ offered himself to the world. I often say when you read the Bible and you see the stubbornness of humanity and how dysfunctional we can be, I don't think if I was God, I would have made it past the third chapter. I would have said, "I'm done with these people, including myself." But God is in love with us. And that's why the Bible is as long as it is. Because in spite of our stumbling, in spite of our inadequacies, in spite of our sometimes inability to move beyond our stubbornness, God keeps coming back. He has a beautiful verse in the sacred scripture. He says, "Can a mother forget the child in her womb? But even if she forgets, I will not forget you." So when we go to church, if you hear something good from the pulpit, great, you're lucky. And if not, there is the altar. There is the Lord and the Holy Spirit that sometimes speaks through the preacher and always will answer prayers done sincerely. If you pray with the faith of a mustard seed, then things will not be impossible for you. But the most important gift that you will give is always yourself. Slava Iisusu Hristu!